just a couple of weeks into Australia's parliamentary season, what has been dubbed the Barnaby affair has evolved into a political train wreck. Mainstream media kept silent on the affair until 2 months after the Deputy Prime Minister's victory in New England's by-election. But more informed voters may have found the news online before reaching the ballot box. Independent Australia editor David Donovan filled The Wire's Dr. John Jiggins in on the media backstory to the affair.
Well, we first started picking up some hints about this affair and various other matters relating to Barnaby, more serious matters than a mere affair, back around mid-October 2017. There was more meat put on the bones of this by an article by Shari Markson on about the 21st of October, which talked about a scandal in Barnaby Joyce's life, but without really naming what it was. Then on October the 24th, there was a fairly detailed article by Sir Ken Ozturk in a publication called True Crimes News Weekly, which detailed an affair and a range of other more sensational accusations against Joyce.
You made the decision to publish during the New England by-election. Why did you consider Barnaby Joyce's affair a news story?
We decided to publish because, number one, we got in contact with the True Crimes News Weekly author, Serkan Ozturk, and so we decided around mid-November that it was worthwhile sending a reporter out to Tamworth to see whether there was any flame beneath all this smoke.
The news was broken in the mainstream media about 2 weeks ago, 2 months after the New England by-election. Why did they sit on this news?
Well, my conclusion would be that really the News Corp press, of which the Daily Telegraph is a major part, is more or less aligned with the Liberal government. They generally present favourable reporting towards them, with the Turnbull government sitting on a knife edge, one-seat majority, something they still have. If Barnaby Joyce had lost his seat, then the Liberals would have been tipped over the precipice. The Nationals were extremely concerned about if news of Barnaby's scandal, as they put it, had leaked out into the electorate before the by-election, that, you know, this being a very family-oriented and conservative rural electorate, that Joyce could have lost his seat and the government could be on its way to toppling.
Guardian Press Gallery columnist Catherine Murphy tried to explain the media's silence in a tweet. She wrote, "There's something of a convention in Australian politics. Unless there's criminality, coercion or abuse involved, private lives are private." What's your reaction to her comment?
My reaction would be that this is an extremely bottom-covering exercise by Murphy and, indeed, quite a large number of other Canberra Press Gallery reporters who knew about this story, who have admitted in recent times that they had no about the affair and the pregnancy of the staffer, but decided not to cover it, you know, for their own reasons. The convention obviously doesn't exist. I mean, we can see that during Julia Gillard's term as Prime Minister, there were no shortages, personal and vindictive stories in the press about her. One stage she was even asked whether her husband, Tim Matheson, was a homosexual. Can't see how much more personal you can get than that. Look, there's no such convention. I mean, in the past, you know, the Canberra Press Gallery have quite happily published the, you know, the stories about Jim Cairns and Jeannie Morosi, about Gareth Evans and Cheryl Curnow. You know, this is just a furphy that there's any such convention.